Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and I'm very, very glad you made it tonight. I'm taking a break from painting for a little bit because, boy, we got an interesting show tonight for you. Really, really good show. We got a fantastic band, alternative rock band out of Dallas, Texas, called Sweet Chaos. And Sweet Chaos consists of Sydney, Sarah, and Peyton. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Good.
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Now, you guys just did a previous interview, right, or a show or something before this?
We just had rehearsal right before this, yeah.
Oh, just rehearsal. Okay. I was reading the wrong notes. Well, that's good because you should rehearse a lot, although it doesn't seem like you guys need to because you guys jam out. I am amazed. And right before we came on the air, you guys were saying, you know, that you're very old ladies and have been in the rock and roll business for many, many years. No, I'm kidding, of course. You guys are kind of young. That's
yeah.
Pretty cool. And
yeah.
That's amazing. And by young, I mean, listeners, you're not going to believe this. I believe it was, Sydney, you were telling me you were in eighth grade?
Sarah is.
Sarah. Okay. Awesome. Sarah is in eighth grade. Sydney and Peyton, how old are you girls?
I am 17. I'm a senior this year.
Nice.
I'm 15. I'm a freshman.
Oh, okay. Well, in your teens, that's very, very cool. Now, did you ladies grow up in a rock and roll house? Like, were your folks really into music as well? Or how did all this get going?
Yeah, my parents really liked rock and roll, and it sort of just, like, I just sort of got to like it, too.
I gotcha.
Yeah, like...
How about you other two?
Yeah, my parents, like, I grew up with rock and roll, so I've always had that, like, cool influence.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. Well, I really, really like your music. It's outstanding. Now, you ladies are from Dallas, Texas, right?
Yes.
Nice. Everything's big and bright down there in Texas, including your music. So I was just blown away. I was watching some YouTube videos, and when the fine folks sent over the tracks, I was listening to them, too, and just blew me away. Now, do you gals practice a lot?
Yeah, we do. Probably, like,
I got
twice a week, maybe. Yeah.
Nice. Well, you know, that's how you get good at things, you know. You just got to keep practicing and practicing. I'm not a musician. I'm a painter by trade. I paint people's pictures. And that's what I tell people all the time. They ask me, they said, well, you know, I want to do what you're doing. Young folks will say that. I said, well, you got to draw or paint a couple hours a day.
Yeah.
If you're doing, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to get good at it. And I imagine with music, it's the same thing. But I think with music, there's a little more talent that is in your blood, you know what I mean? And you ladies seem to have it. That's pretty cool. Now, was guitar and your respective instruments that you play, bass and drum, was that your first instrument you started playing?
I played guitar first. Yeah, I've been playing for around 6 or 7 years. And
nice.
My first instrument was piano, and I've been playing for about 12 years.
Yeah, same. Mine was piano. I started when I was like,
Very cool. Well, you know, I mean, every good boy does fine, right? That's what you got to learn and go on from there. Now, then you get into all that augmented seventh keys and stuff. Now, when you guys are working on your music, your rock music, who does most of the writing and how does that come about?
Well, we... normally one of us comes with some kind of riff in our head, and we all, like, work collectively with our own parts. Like, I'm Sydney, I write the lyrics and the bass, and everyone just, like, writes for their own part, so we all have an equal input.
Nice, very good. Well, what I want to do is I want to play a track to give people a taste of just how fantastic you guys' music is. I've got a couple tracks to play during the show. What do you think we should hit people with first? We've got Gone for Good, Irrelevant, Losing Teeth, and Sinking. What do you think, say somebody who hasn't heard Sweet Chaos yet, what should we melt their face off with first?
Probably Irrelevant.
Sounds good. We can make that happen. Here it is, folks, out of Dallas, Texas. This is the alternative rock band Sweet Chaos, Irrelevant. Check it out. Fantastic band. Sweet Chaos is Sydney, Sarah, and Peyton. I have all on the line here from Dallas. What a fantastic track, ladies. What a fantastic track.
Thank you
so much.
Yeah, very, very cool. Now, I wanted to ask you guys are all on your teams and whatnot. How did you guys meet? How did this all happen? How did this come together?
Well, we met at the School of Rock Dallas, and me and Sydney,
mm-hmm.
I'm Sarah, we just got introduced to each other by actually our first band coach, and we just sort of went from there, and then we found Peyton, and she went to School of Rock Southlake, and yeah, we just sort of like clicked really easily, and we're really good friends and bandmates, and it's going really cool.
That's awesome. That is very cool. Well, you know, that happens with every band that I've known. They just all click right away, and everybody gets along. I'm kidding, of course. You girls are, that's amazing that that's all working out for you so well. That doesn't always happen. But I'm sure glad it did, you know?
Yeah.
That's cool, man. That is very cool. And, folks, I want to let you know, we have a link to Sweet Chaos' website. It's very easy to find. It's sweetchaosband.com, and it's a great website. You can get over there, and there's all kinds of cool stuff, music and pictures. And right there at the top are links to all the social media on that Sweet Chaos has. You gals are you guys, well, you guys probably grew up with social media. You guys are pretty active on it?
Yeah,
we are.
Definitely.
Yeah, texting at the dinner table, right? Oh, man, I can't believe it. I'm kidding. I'm not giving you that hard time about that. Not much, at least. Hey, now, you guys are also, I want to let people know, you guys got a show tomorrow night, right, there in Dallas?
Mm-hmm. It's our EP release party, actually. Yeah.
Very, very cool. Now, that's going to be at Three Links, and they're right at the website. You can get tickets right there. That's Friday the 13th down
yes.
at Three Links in Dallas, Texas. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's a really good night.
Very, very cool. And there's going to be a couple of other bands playing there as well. I'm seeing here Vanna Red and Weather King.
Mm-hmm. Very good bands. We love them.
Cool, cool, cool. And folks, if you're in the area, that's $5 for 21 and up and $7 if you're under 21. That's cool. That's cool. You guys are getting people there. They don't have to be 21. So I know sometimes that's a drag for younger people to try to get out to see shows and go to clubs and whatnot, because a lot of these places are 21 and up. And that's no good.
Yeah.
That's a drag. So that's cool. Very, very cool. So what's the name of the EP, ladies?
It's just a self-titled,
so it's just
nice.
Sweet Chaos.
Very cool, very cool. One of the things I really like about you guys' band as well is your logo. I don't know who made that. I'm a painter, so I'm a graphic visual person, and that's a sweet logo. It's a sweet, sweet chaos logo, you know? I like it. Good, good stuff. That's awesome. And, folks, I'm looking at their website as well. While you're there, pop in your email address, and that way you can get on the email list and find out what's going on with Sweet Chaos. Now, how long have you ladies been working on the EP?
Well, we've been – the first song that we wrote about a year ago.
Okay.
We, probably finished working on all the songs about, 6 months ago, and then we went in the studio in around August, and that was a really cool experience, and we sort of got done, and now we're just rolling it out, you know, tomorrow, and it was for pre-order a couple weeks ago, and you can pre-order your Relevant.
Nice.
Yeah, now.
Nice, and all.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
All of it's releasing tomorrow.
Very, very cool. Now, all the tracks we're playing and the EP is all available on iTunes or wherever you buy digital music, right?
Yes.
Very cool. See, folks, these ladies are doing it, man. They've got it down. It's outstanding, outstanding. I should say, just so people know, Sydney plays bass guitar and lead vocals. Sarah is the lead guitar, backup vocals. And, of course, Peyton, she's the roadie. I'm kidding, of course, Peyton. Peyton keeps the beat, man. She's the drums. Very, very cool. Good stuff. Good, good stuff. Now, since we played Irrelevant, let's play another track. What should we play next, ladies, do you think?
What about Gone for Good?
Gone for Good. I like it. Gone for Good. And I know this is a cool track because the four in it isn't the word four, it's the number four. So, you know, I feel pretty cool reading that and typing it in and whatnot. Here it is. I'm kidding, of course. It's a great track. Here it is, Gone for Good by Sweet Chaos. Check it out. was, folks. There it was, Gone for Good. What a track. What a track. I love it. That's pretty awesome, ladies. Pretty awesome. Yeah, man, that is like driving hardcore. I like that.
Woo. Thank you.
Woo. You either want to be hunting somebody down or driving fast in a car. good stuff. Awesome. Now, you guys, we were talking a little bit about, you guys have played out quite a bit, you know, around Tomorrow definitely isn't the first time you guys are hitting the stage or anything like that. That's got to be pretty cool. Do you guys prefer playing live or in the studio, or what's your choice? What's your preference?
I think all of us just really enjoy playing live.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's like, cool.
It's really cool.
Say again?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, I think it's more fun to play for people.
Right. Well, you know, what's kind of cool is I've seen that happen in a lot of, not at all shows. It's terrible when it doesn't happen, but it's cool when you see it happen and you're part of it. This will sound real California and New Agey. I don't mean for it to. But there's like an energy, you know, that comes off the band and it goes into the audience and it's back to the band and back to the audience and it builds. It's magic, you know. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, I was looking at your website again, folks, at sweetchaosband.com. And when you click on there, if you click on the news page, you scroll down a little bit, you guys did a breast cancer show, right? Drumathon.
Yeah, we did. So that was for the Breast Cancer Conestoga organization, and that was in October. And we played out at Clyde Warren Park in Dallas, and we raised some money. And our drummer actually did a drum solo, and it was really fun. It was a really exciting concert, and we loved playing for the cause.
Very cool. Well, that's a great cause to be playing for. Peyton, you brought it, huh? You just went crazy?
I guess. I tried. I tried my best.
Nice. So that's cool. So you guys all met at the School of Rocks there. That's got to be pretty cool to be going to that. I didn't go to a cool school like that. I went to the School of Hard Rocks or Hard Knocks. I don't know what they call it. It was terrible. It wasn't fun at all. That's cool. Now, is that did you guys, how does that work? Do they have regular classes there? Is it just music, or is it like a music high school, or what's the setup there?
Yeah, it's an after-school music program.
Very cool. And your folks got you involved in that, or just something you wanted to do?
Well, personally, I'm Sarah. My parents got me involved in School of Rock, but also we are sort of in the Sound Foundation right now. We're getting a mm-hmm. lot of help from we rehearse here, and we are getting a lot of help from this school. It's really cool.
Yeah, and they're both just like after music programs, which
yeah,
like
really
teaches
cool.
you how to play and like forms bands.
Nice. Well, that's awesome. That's very, very cool. And folks, that's the Sound Foundation, Dallas.com. We have a link for that up as well. Very, very cool. And, you know, I guess folks, you can find out more information there and, you know, get somebody into that. That's very, very cool. You know, ladies, it's interesting because a lot of people, you know, it's very fortunate to have that kind of resource. People live in different areas and whatnot don't. And, but, you know, it's just like you said early in the show, you got to practice. That's the key. You know?
Yeah.
You got to love it even when you hate it. Just part of it. So that's cool. Now, do you guys still practice your piano, or is it mostly focused on the rock music now and whatnot?
We still play our, like, original instruments. I still play, like, I only play bass in Sweet Chaos and sing,
mm-hmm.
but I still, like, play guitar and piano and stuff outside of it.
Oh, cool. Well, that keeps your mind, you know, it keeps you, and you never know, you know, you never know, because I tell you, every rock band I know, they'll reach a point and they're like, well, we got to do a ballad now. Somebody quick, somebody find a grand piano, and then they wheel one out, and, you know, whomever gets out there and sings their ballad, you know. When you get a little older, ladies, and you get heartbroken at all. I'm kidding, I'm teasing. I hope that never happens. very cool. Well, that's cool. Now, does the Sound Foundation and whatnot, they help out with organizing some of these shows and whatnot as well?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they help organize our shows, and
they actually organize, like, our EP release show tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's very cool. You guys need to buy them a cup of coffee or something, because that's a lot of work, you know? A lot of work getting these shows together.
They help with, like, we have rehearsals there, and they help with, like, distribution of our band, and, yeah, they're
cool.
Really cool.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, let's play another track. We've got, let's see, what do we have now? We've got Losing Teeth or Sinking.
Maybe Sinking.
Okay. We can do that. We can do that. Here it is, folks. This is Sweet Chaos and Sinking.
Thank you.
Folks, that was Sinking by Sweet Chaos. What a another fantastic track. Ladies, I am just blown away by how talented you guys are. I mean, just wow. Wow. Yeah, very, very cool. And I was just reading a little bit of more of my show notes and whatnot. And I should mention, you girls have lots of accolades and kind of interesting stories each. Sydney, it says here you started training at 5?
Yes, yeah.
Wow. Well, no, was that the guitar and piano or vocalist? Because you are the vocalist of the band and whatnot, and also you've been a member of the, it says here, the Children's Chorus of Greater Dallas for the past 3 years. So, yeah, you're not messing around, eh?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. So when you were 5, you started training your voice, or was that your the piano and guitar?
Yeah, I started piano when I was 5. I didn't actually start guitar until about 6th grade, and that's around the time I started doing voice lessons, too.
Nice. I'm trying to remember what I was doing in 6th grade. I think I was eating paste or something, or, you know, beating up kids or something, or getting beat up, probably. That's probably what was going on. That's pretty cool, man.
That's a lot going on and whatnot. Now, you also got to tour last year. You went on a national summer tour. Where was all that? What was that about?
Yeah, Peyton and I actually both did separate School of Rock tours. It was the School of Rock summer tour. They had 3 of them, and it was each one was a group of kids that I went down like Central, so we went up to Chicago and back, and Peyton went on East,
yeah,
so she
went
up to New York.
New York, yeah, and back.
Yeah, so
wow.
We just had like every night for 10 days.
That's pretty exciting. That's really cool. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't go anywhere when I was a kid. That is crazy. Good, cool stuff, man. And that's all part of that School of Rock. See, folks, you need to get into that. If you're in that area, if you got a School of Rock in your area, you know, get down there. And then the little ones got some, some interest in music. Get them into there. That sounds like a hell of a program, you know. Good stuff. Now, also, Sarah, I was reading a little bit about you. And now, when did you start? You started playing, because you were just fantastic with your guitar and whatnot. When did you take up the guitar?
I started in probably August. Yeah, around August when I turned 7. And I've been playing ever since. I love it. It's really fun.
Wow. That's amazing. And just you just had a you were just good at it right from the start, or did it take a lot of practice to get to the point where you're at now, or kind of both?
I was pretty bad when I started, you know. I was pretty had
sounds
to practice.
Like me and
it hurt my hands.
It was the same
I
thing.
That.
Really?
Yeah.
But you you got them worked up, so they're good, huh?
Yeah, all the blisters paid off.
well, you know, that's part of it, right? Part of it. That's cool. Now, is there a certain guitar? Every guitar person I know, and I don't know if this is a guy thing or a gal thing or just a guitar thing. Every guitarist I know has like 12 guitars in their house, you know, but they only play like one or two of them, and the rest are just there because they're there. Are you like that yet? And do you have plans today?
I mean, I have like 4 guitars. I have
only 4. Okay.
4
I'm
or 5.
I knew it. I knew it.
Yeah, I mainly use, at my concerts, I use my Schecter Hellraiser and my Gibson Les Paul, but I have an acoustic and a couple other ones.
Very cool. Very nice. And I wanted to ask Peyton, now Peyton's a drummer for the band, folks, and Peyton, I have to ask, you know, because when you're a kid and you tell your folks, hey, I want to play the drums, most parents go, oh man, we're going to, were your parents like that? Or they said, no, that's fine. Let's get you on them drums.
They were completely, like, supportive of it, but, like, I don't think our neighbors really like it because it's really loud.
They were supportive, the neighbors weren't. I love it. I love it. So did you start out with a smaller kit, or when did you start playing the drums?
I started when I was, like, 10, so about, like, 5 years ago.
Okay, okay. And you had mentioned before you were playing piano before that, right?
Yeah, I started piano when I was 6.
Oh, okay, okay. And then she said, I got to bang on something more, man. This piano just ain't doing it. And you got the drums. Now, do you have several drum kits like Sarah with her guitars, or is it just one main one you keep adding stuff to?
Well, I used to have two, but I, like, sold one, like, about a year ago because I got sponsored by a new company, Pearl.
Nice. Very, very cool. I know I asked you at the beginning of the show, but I can't remember, Peyton. How old are you?
I'm 15.
15, folks. You hear that? She's already sponsored by Pearl Drums. And TRX cymbals, too, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty, pretty cool, Peyton. I mean, that's got to put a smile on your face, eh?
Yeah.
That's big time stuff, man. Come on. I'm excited for you. That's very cool. So you got rid of all that old other stuff, and then you got the Pearl drums and whatnot. What do you think? Do you like them?
Yeah, I really like them.
Good. Good. That's a good answer. See, I was kind of putting you on the spot there. Yeah, when they're giving you stuff, you know, when they're endorsing you, you got to like it, you know. That's cool stuff. But it's good stuff, and it's good, you know, to be sponsored by quality stuff. That's awesome. Very, very cool. And now, you guys also got involved with Sound Foundation. How long have you guys been involved with them?
I'm Sarah. I've been involved with the Sound Foundation for around, like, 2 years, and then our band got involved around, like, 5 months ago, and been really helpful and supportive of our band and, like, lifting us higher, you know, but I love this program. We all love it.
Oh, it sounds like a heck of a good one. Very, very cool. Well, we've got one track left. This is Losing Teeth. I got to know, what is the story behind? Should we play it and then talk about it, or should we talk about it first?
I can go ahead and just, like, say what it's about. It's, like,
okay.
It's called Losing Teeth because it's about nightmares. And when I wrote it, I was, like, looking into different nightmares and things about it, and that's just kind of, like, one weird nightmare that kind of stuck out to me. Well, I guess it's not, like,
well, didn't you Google
weird.
It?
Yeah.
one of the top nightmares.
Yeah, it was, like, top nightmares or something when I was looking up things to write this song. And so it's just about being trapped in this nightmare and, like, trying really hard to get out of it, but it's not actually a nightmare in the end. It's real life. So,
oh, man.
Yeah.
That's not good at all. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you're losing your teeth. That's not good at all. I remember many, many years ago, this is a million years ago, I was probably about your guys' age, and I, too, at the time, was reading a book about, I don't know, dreams or some weird thing, and I remember now that you say that there was, like, that was one of the chapters, like, if you have a dream about losing teeth, this is what it means or something. And I'm like, I remember thinking this, who dreams about losing their teeth? That's terrible. And here we are a million years later, and we're talking. Hey, crazy world, crazy world. Let's play the track, though. It's an awesome track. Here it is, everybody, Losing Teeth. And I hope you don't lose yours, so listen to this.
Trapped, if you will, never be over.
Teeth, Sweet Chaos. What a track. What a cool track.
Thanks.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Man, I'm telling you, you guys are all just wickedly talented. Wickedly talented. And Sarah, those guitarists in that just blew me away. All of it did. Sydney and Peyton, you guys just are also just wow. Very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, it's very cool. And I wanted to remind everybody, tomorrow is the Sweet Chaos record EP release party down at Three Links in Dallas. Now, is that part – which part of Dallas is that? Is that – oh, I can't think of the name of it right now. Is that right downtown Dallas?
It's in a section of downtown Dallas called Deep Ellum. And
Deep Ellum, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's like a music dominant area. Lots of bars and stuff.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, folks, I'm telling you, get to Deep Ellum tomorrow night. 7 p.m. is when it opens. It's all ages. 21 and up, $5. $7 for under 21. And you can get tickets right at the Sweet Chaos Band website, sweetchaosband.com. You got to get down there to the show. See these ladies and a couple other really cool bands playing tomorrow as well. Good, good stuff. You guys, like I said, I can only imagine you're real excited. EP release party and all that. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we're also letting out a music video in about a week or so, and it's to our song Irrelevant. That was a song you could pre-order, and yeah, so we're letting that video out in, like, pretty soon.
Awesome, awesome. Have you guys filmed it all up, and it's just being edited and whatnot now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
yeah.
No, very cool. What did you guys think of, making the video? Was that a lot of fun?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Great.
Cool, 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 cool. Well, I can't wait to see it, and it's just phenomenal. Like I said, I've seen a couple of you guys' videos. They're mostly live performances on YouTube, and those just blew me away, you know? Good, good stuff.
Thank you.
Very good stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's about that time. I want to, before I forget, I want to give a big shout-out, of course, to the Sound Foundation, which we talked about, and we have a link up to their website, soundfoundationdallas.com. Again, that's soundfoundationdallas.com. And also, tonight's official sponsor, Metal Babe Mayhem. Find folks over there at Metal Babe Mayhem. They have a just a fantastic assortment of rock and roll clothes and products and merch and all the kind of cool stuff. And before I forget, if you put in my code there with them, Pop Rock, let them know you heard of, you know, you're coming from the show and whatnot, you can take off some more money and save a little bit of money there. And I think it's 15% or 10. I don't know, it's something. I don't have it in front of me right now. But you're going to save some money, and that's what's important. And with that money you save, and you can go over there, Metal Babes, www.metalbabe.rocks, R-O-C-K-S, metalbabe.rocks, and do that, save some money. And with that money you save, why, you can go over to my website and buy a painting for your loved one for Valentine's Day. How about that? No, seriously, I am taking Valentine's Day orders right now. If you can, folks, I'm begging you, I'm pleading with you, get your orders in as soon as you can, because what happens every year, more and more of my hair falls out. I know it looks like I have a lot, but I want to keep what I have. People wait to the last minute to get their orders in, and that's terrible. That's terrible. I need to sleep. I can't just be painting all the time. Mm-hmm. Ladies, thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. I'm very excited. I wish I was closer because I want to be at the show tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Nice. Nice. When you guys are planning your Florida tour, just keep me in mind here in South Florida. You know, book something close and I will go. Or close at or something.
Yeah. Thank
very,
you.
Very, very cool. Yeah, have a great night and break a leg at tomorrow's show, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Folks, this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms and whatnot. Why, it'll even be on Pinterest. How about that? How about that? Not only can you find what to do with used pallets, you can listen to the Pop Rocks radio show there as well. It's also up on for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show on iTunes in the future, hello from the past, do me a quick favor, hit that ratings and review. Doesn't cost you anything. Puts us up at the top of the page. And get over to sweetchaosband.com and all their tracks we played tonight, these are all available on iTunes, wherever you buy digital music. So, you know, just help these girls out, buy the tracks, show your support to them because, man, these girls are going places. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. Well, have a good night, ladies.
You too. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, anytime, anytime. Have a great night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rock Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rock Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
I figured out who the neighbor around the corner is.
Oh, yeah?
I like him a lot.
Ooh.
He lets me talk as much as I want, is very simple, and has great plans.
Okay, I have to meet him.
Sure. Say hi. This is Metro PCS.
Metro PCS is in your neighborhood. Come say hi and get unlimited data, talk, and text for only $30, period. All on the fast nationwide 4G LTE T-Mobile network. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. 1 gigabyte of high-speed data included. See store for details, terms, and conditions, and data management info.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger painting. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget. And, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest. And on back to the show now. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers shrine clothing and alchemy gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with rock and reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi folks, are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Epperly Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Epperly Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at epperlyjewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Holla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Let me ask you now,